7, Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now a star is born. On September 16th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby David Copperfield.
Check out this trick. I'm gonna pull a baby out of a... Well, let's call it a hat. Ta-da!
David Copperfield, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. says it's ready to respond after attacks on oil facilities, which sent oil prices surging.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for this, but the U.S. is accusing Iran. On Sunday, the president tweeting, there is reason to believe that we know the culprit are locked and loaded, depending on verification. Now, Iran is denying any involvement in this, calling the accusations ridiculous.
Fox's Aisha Hazmi, the price of crude up about 9%. They're going from the assembly line to the picket line. At GM plants around the country, nearly 50,000 UAW members walking off the job early today, shutting down plants in 9 states. Workers are asking for a bigger share of the profits. GM wants employees to contribute more in health care. America's listening to Fox News.
The studio has sort of a nautical theme this morning. How are you, Greg Budell?
Wow, blow me down.
Oh, I get it. Jay Scott. I'm going to the store in just a minute. Do you need anything?
I'll have a hamburger, for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
Emily Hayes, I understand fiancé is quite the scholar.
I could never marry an uneducated ignoramus.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you like spinach?
Oh, hell no.
And Rich Thomas, how long do you have to go to school to be a meteorologist?
7 years of college down the drain. Might as well join a Peace Corps.
Well, that's not quite the voice we were expecting.
I scare off creation on land or on sea. But talk about women, they all fall for me.
Oh, that's much better. Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
I'm Popeye the Sailor
Man. Hey, my name's Sean from Blutarsky. It is 5 after 7 o'clock at News Talk 93.1 of MWACD. It's the Fun and Games Hour. Jay will have random facts followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. Emily Hayes is here. We begin this hour with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The hot, dry pattern continues for now. Sunshine still very hot today with a high temperature up to about 98. I know it is just getting, it's irritating. Heat index triple digits. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow and Wednesday, how about a high near 100? How about no? Still dry. Thursday and Friday, slightly better on the temperatures. I mean, 90 to 92 is a little better than 100. falling to the 60s on Thursday night into Friday night. That's a little better. Saturday and Sunday, still dry. Fall begins 1 week from today. Right now, this morning, 74 degrees, clear skies, northeast winds at 3 miles per hour. It's 7:07.
All right, down to the traffic dungeon, then back with Emily's good news.
We're rolling into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and it still looks like it's a good time to be traveling. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The 31s don't have any big delays, and we don't see any hang-ups for you on the boulevard. Let's just be extra careful. Keep in mind, school zones are starting to build up traffic, so be careful. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
there's a guy in Bend, Oregon named Stu McDonald. And Stu has battled cancer twice, and both times he's beat it. Apparently he's in remission now and everything's good, and everything got really good about a week ago because he just hit the lottery for $4.6 million.
Whoa!
How about that?
How about? It's reported that he and his wife have a tradition. Every time he goes to buy a ticket, she jokingly orders him to go get the winning ticket, but she forgot to say it this time and he won anyway. They decided to take the lump sum of $2.3 million. So after taxes, they took home just under $1.6 million, which isn't too shabby. And Stu says that after two cancer scares and now this, he knows he's a very lucky guy.
I guess so.
Yeah. I've got my tickets. I've got to get them. I got to see. I could be sitting here a millionaire and not even know it.
Well, would you be sitting here as a millionaire?
I would do this show, yeah.
You would?
Sure.
Great. Still make breakfast?
Still make breakfast.
Maybe better. Maybe even better.
Maybe better.
Instead of serving you on paper plates, you might get china.
There you go.
Kind of stuff. Oh.
Red china?
Here's your gold fork, Emily.
Bless it. Anywho, that's your good news.
You can't, you know, all the tragic stories. I'll give you a quick example. You know those special meetings I attend so I don't re-engage certain habits?
I understand.
All right. There was a lady.
In red?
No. There was a woman who worked as a ticket taker at Gulfstream. No, it wasn't Gulfstream. What was the other one? It's some racetrack in Florida. Who had been sober for a number of years.
Uh-huh.
And split an $8 million jackpot. She was drunk and dead within 6 months.
Okay, then don't win the lottery then.
Oh, no, I'd handle it a lot better.
Okay, because you learned from her.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
No,
it's a sad way to end
isn't
good
there
news.
A story, a show on TV that's focused on lottery losers, people who won and then their lives completely...
There's been specials about, you know, what happened after we won the lottery kind of thing.
How the Lottery Ruined My Life, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a show by that title.
Yep.
Just like all those kid actors who had miserable lives later on and their parents spent all their money.
It seems like when you win the lottery, you find out about a lot of family you never knew about.
That's right. They come out of the woodwork.
You have this great idea.
I got to go down and get my ticket, but I can tell you this on the scratch-off tickets.
Mm-hmm. I love scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, they're fun.
That's fun. I mean, I need the instant gratification of that.
I purchased six. I purchased five and won $6, so I came out a dollar ahead.
I like
it. That's when you stop, when you're a buck ahead.
Yeah, that's when you stop. I'm on a streak. I gotta quit while I'm ahead.
Pocket my winnings.
That's what we do when we go to visit my mom in Georgia. We'll spend like $5 or $6 on some scratch-offs, and then whatever we make after that will be the money that we continue to play for the entire weekend that we're down there.
One time I went to Victory Land for the dog races things, mm-hmm. and I actually bet on them because I never bet on anything ever. And I won, and it was enough to pay for filet mignon and lobster upstairs.
Nice.
And drinks.
When I went to Tennessee the weekend before last, I stopped and got a scratch off, and the lady says, was like, when you folks in Alabama going to get one of these things? And I was like, I don't know, sister. Y'all just keep enjoying it while we come up here and over to Georgia for them.
No, they got all kinds of big spending plans to fix everything here, and they could easily do that with the voluntary tax that the lottery is. I know in Florida, all the money was supposed to go to education, and they still, like, it's been 30 years, and I think the total to education is like $25 or $6 billion over all these years. They started in Florida with the scratch-off games, and everybody went nuts buying, you know, scads of tickets, and, you know, for a while there, people were kind of dumb with it, and I was no exception, but I had dumb money to spend, so I could buy 200 tickets to see if I could come up with a $5,000 winner, which I did not.
Right. Womp, womp.
I maintain to this day, the only reason people play the lottery is because they can't comprehend how minuscule the odds are. And somebody does eventually win. So why not take the chance? That's what I'm saying. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Yay.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Back from Panama City Beach this weekend, where I had a great time celebrating my pop's birthday. He just calls it his redacted birthday. We're not allowed to say how old he is. But let me tell y'all something.
I'm having one of those next week, by the way.
A redacted birthday?
Yes.
So maybe one of the most uncomfortable mattresses I've ever slept on in my entire life. It was wretched. My back, all kinds of crazy. You know, husband last week has been dealing with this rotator cuff thing in his neck, and I know for a fact that he's still at home in bed trying to catch up on rest because, you know, you're sore. You're all out of whack. And if you're all out of whack, if you're sore, if you don't want to be stuck taking a bunch of pain medication just to get you through the day, or if you don't want to grimace every time you lift your arm over your head, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley. Bless you. At Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
It's a cough.
Was it a cough? You turned like it was a sneeze. At Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Dr. Pasley can not only help get you straightened out, quite literally, but he can also get you on the road to wellness, which is, I can tell you firsthand, what he's doing with husband and his rotator cuff issues. Call 285-8483, 285-8483 to get in touch with them. They are open now. They have flexible scheduling, and you can learn a whole lot more by visiting Millbrook Chiropractor at DICM.
All right. Jay's got random facts ready to go. Pay close attention because following random facts, we do what we call a pop quiz. And if you're the first person with the correct answer to whatever the question is on whatever the topic is, you win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
You got to go. It's downstairs on the right.
No. Speaking of other contests, do we have a winner on your Dunkin' and stuff?
Oh, the Predict-a-thon.
We haven't checked? Do you want me to check?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Ooh. Cooter's been doing that for us.
What game did we do? We had Auburn and Kent State, right?
Yep.
What was that score?
86-4.
55 to...
Gonna need
it. It's 55 to something.
Gonna need an actual score.
Hold on.
How about, yeah.
Why doesn't the Auburn fan in the room
know? I was going to say, you should have that emblazoned.
Because it was Kent State. And I think it was Kent State Hair College. Fifty-five to sixteen.
That's a weird score. Probably not.
You know, Kent State was better when Saban went there.
Alabama fans participate more than Auburn fans do in the Predict-a-thon. I just want to make that statement.
Oh, what Alabama fans do?
Yeah. They.
You guys got a team again this year?
Why is he yelling?
Who's yelling what?
I don't know how y'all can't hear.
Oh well, he went shooting this weekend.
Oh okay. Dr. Sam can't hear again.
Well, Jay, are you going to check that out?
I'm checking it. I'm scrolling through your...
Yeah, take your time because we've got local news.
Nobody's going to do 55-16.
And I do have a convoluted introduction to random facts.
Oh, glory be.
And all its mediocrity coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the wreck happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, that sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
Good time, huh? You enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's good.
And having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through your morning commute, and we don't see a lot of problems out there for you this morning. Things still look good out on the roadways. The boulevard has lots of traffic, but everybody is behaving and moving along just fine. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We're starting to see quite a bit of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you get down around the boulevard. And there's a lot of traffic headed towards the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're in those areas. School zones are about to kick in. Watch out, your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is September 16th, National Play-Doh Day. I haven't enjoyed Play-Doh since I was a little boy. Let's take a trip down memory lane. It tastes just as salty as I remember. Have a playful National Play-Doh Day.
And now,
J. Scott gets paid lots of...
Don't!
Rand.
Oh, thanks. Don't!
Can you get that beep thing, too? You get that, Andy? The beep thing? Yeah, the little beep. Thank you.
Did you know that red Solo cups... Uh-huh. Are popular souvenirs for people who visit the United States. Really? Yeah. They don't have red plastic cups in their homeland? Probably not red Solo cups for whatever reason. How do you get that through customs?
You can get a box of 500 at Costco for like...
Yeah. $2. Apparently it's a big thing. It's an American thing. Like,
Daddy, what did you bring back from the United States?
A cup.
A red Solo cup.
Thanks, Dad. Did you know if you find buried treasure in the United Kingdom, there's some specific laws that you're going to have to abide by. Any discovered treasure in the UK must first be offered to UK museums at a price set by an independent company or independent committee called the Treasure Valuation Committee. Only if no museums want the find can the treasure then be privately sold or kept. Huh. But it has to be offered to them first. Oh.
Yeah.
And you can't keep anything you find. Oh. Although, I mean, you can keep it if you find it, but if they found out you kept it without reporting it, that's bad. So. Oh. Did you know in the 1928 Olympics... An Australian rower named Bobby Pierce stopped rowing to let a family of ducks pass.
I heard that.
His opponent ended up with a 5-length lead, but in the final 1,000 meters, Pierce pulled ahead by 30 seconds, not only winning the gold, but setting a game's record. How kind.
Wow. That's cool.
Meanwhile, when I took my driver's test when I was 16, I stopped for a family of squirrels crossing the road in Fairhope in the fruit and nut district, and I got a point taken off. Why? Because you're supposed to run over them? Why? I wasn't going to run over them. Was that the instructor?
Well, so you paused to not run over the squirrel.
Yeah. Yes.
And you got penalized for that.
It was called an abrupt stop. There was nothing about it that was abrupt. Oh,
well, that might have been a...
The squirrels didn't think it was abrupt.
No, the family of squirrels got to go on and collect their nuts for the wintertime.
And live happily ever after.
They still
Let's
have,
get nuts!
Said the squirrels.
They still have your painting on the wall in their little squirrel house.
Yeah, their little squirrel den inside a hollowed-out tree.
Oh, bless it. And every year around Christmas, they gather around the fire and tell the story.
You know, she got Dr. Point for that.
Did you know that Louis Vuitton, the designer, left his childhood home at the age of 13 after his mother's death? He then decided to go to Paris by foot, a journey that took him 2 years. He found shelter and work as he went along.
Wow. What? So, what century? I'm sorry. When?
What year was this?
I mean, just approximately.
He was born in 1821 and died in 1892.
Okay, so the 18. All right, that's what I wanted to know.
So there you go.
That's what I want.
Did you know Venus flytraps are often considered like this exotic plant type thing, but they're actually only native to North and South Carolina. Really?
Yeah. I did not know that.
Really? Me neither. I thought it was some like. Travel to some foreign land, and there's the Venus flytrap. Nope. Unless North and South Carolina are foreign lands to you. Well, North Carolina. I'm just kidding. Did you know? Speaking of South Carolina, that game. Saturday. Lord, don't even get me started.
It took
Alabama a while to get going there. And yeah, we wear them down eventually.
That seems to be their technique.
We play all four quarters.
The thing is, they get tired. The other team, even if they have a good start, they get tired. And Alabama's so deep, It happens.
Roll Tide.
Did you know, of the 77 Olympians who competed in the golf tournament at the 1904 Summer Olympics, 74 of them were representing the United States. Three of them were represented by Canada.
Canada?
Canada won the gold.
Oh, just like Canada.
Yeah. 74. The odds, just, yeah, big. Did you know that Robert E. Lee graduated second in his class from the United States Military Academy? More impressive, however, is that he received no demerits his entire time
right,
there.
Right.
To this day, that has never been matched.
Yes, and so the top Confederate general was also offered the job by somebody else. Oh, that would be the Union. He turned that one down first.
Yep. Did you know that Vikings transported their ships overland to get past difficult stretches of water?
It's called... Go ahead.
Smaller ships would be carried by hand using poles, while larger ships would be pulled across tree branches.
Jeez.
To trade with the Turks, they would carry their boats 6 miles overland to get to the Black Sea.
Wow. Man. Talk about a pain.
Did you know the first e-book was created by Michael S. Hart in the year 1971. While he was a student at the University of Illinois, he typed the entire text of the Declaration of Independence onto a computer and made it available for others to download. Huh. Did you know of Ryan Sutter?
Yes.
Ryan Sutter.
Yes, I know this name.
Yeah. In 1998, the Carolina Panthers needed a safety. They moved Ryan Sutter from the practice squad to the active roster. On the opening kickoff, he went for a tackle, injuring his shoulder, and played only 5 seconds. He never played in the NFL again, made that the shortest career in NFL history.
Wow.
Yeah. He's perfectly fine. He just injured his shoulder. It's not like it was a life altering. Well, I guess it was if now you can't play in the NFL, but... You know, he's perfectly okay. Just couldn't play in the NFL again. And finally, space fact.
Aww.
Space fact.
Love space facts.
No.
There is a star called UY Scuddy. It is the largest star that we have ever discovered. It is thought to be the largest star in our galaxy. If it were to replace our sun, the surface of this star would reach the orbit of Saturn.
Wow.
That's how big it is.
That's amazing.
And those are your random facts.
Here are my questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you just...
I handwrite
you were waiting. You were waiting to so before I could hit send.
Well, I mean, I wrote mine. I handwrote mine.
Why don't you guys caucus on that?
Okay.
We're giving away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and let me talk about this week's specials. Now, the pricing at Food Outlet is cost plus 10 throughout the store. That's why tomorrow you're getting the... I always buy the same bread.
We love that.
The Pepperidge Farm sourdough. Why?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Two of us like it.
Pepperidge Farm, a loaf of that bread, sourdough, and they have it's very hearty. They have about half a dozen different blends on it. I get the sourdough because I think that makes great sandwiches.
It's a great sandwich.
And when you're making a BLT with tomatoes and mayonnaise, you want that thing to hold together, and it does. Yeah. It's $3.02 a loaf every week. It is $4 or higher at the chains. Cost plus 10 at Food Outlet will save you in every single department. In addition to that, I got about 5 packages of chicken tenders yesterday, enough for the dogs for the next week. And those were, I think, a little under 20. And they are USDA Grade A chicken tenders. Beautiful, perfect. Bought a package of Tennessee Pride pork sausage to put into the meatloaf that you guys enjoyed this morning.
Oh, it's really good. I love the runny egg on the top.
$1.97. And also in the meat department, T-bone steaks, $4.85. And chuck roast, our friend, $2.96 a pound. Steak day will be Wednesday, by the way, for you guys.
Cool.
It doesn't matter whether you're in meat, dairy, bread, the treat department, as I like to call it, cookies and things like that. You're going to save throughout the store at Food Outlet, and it adds up fast. We're not talking about nickels and dimes. We're talking about significant dollars. And over 5 years, I estimate a minimum of $4,000 in savings, and that's without clipping a single coupon at Food Outlet, Highway 14, and as often as they can, Millbrook. Main Street in the preferred community west of Highway 31 and Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where, yes, I was taking pictures of the chicken tenders.
Yes.
To send to a certain dog who was having a birthday yesterday.
She did have a great birthday.
And now you can win $10 of shopping there by playing and winning today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Okay, earlier in Random Facts, actually not too long ago in Random Facts, we talked about the first ebook created by Michael S. Hart in 1971. What was the first ebook?
I know what it is, I know.
The first ebook, 272-9228, the number called 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins, and everybody that calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which includes a tailgate-to-go package from Baumhauer's that includes a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
As we roll through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we don't see a lot of delays. We do see our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so be prepared for that. If you're on I-85, there aren't any delays. The traffic on the boulevard is building up quickly, and it is busy around the intersections. Please be careful. The 31s all look good. Wetumpka Highway is pretty crowded, so be careful if you're headed into town from that direction. School zones are in effect. Watch out for the kids in the buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if we can get a winner to our pop quiz question with Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. You there?
I am here.
All right. Good morning. What's the answer? What were you looking for?
You are looking for the Declaration of Independence.
That is it.
Yay. That's correct.
That is right.
You got
I'm
it
waiting
right.
for the Cliff's Notes on that one. So you won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. We appreciate you listening. Hang on. Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly tight. And jam and jelly, yes, sir. Cost plus $10 in Food Outlet.
Oh, dough.
No.
Dear.
No. All right. Let's say good morning to those who
don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Hey.
Keith from Santark.
Hi, Keith.
He hangs in there first.
Hey, good morning. I'll talk to y'all.
Hey, Keith, let me ask you this. Venus flytraps are native to only two places. What are the two places?
North and South Carolina.
You are right about
That's
that.
That's great.
You win nothing.
All right. I'm going to spend it all on myself.
But you and everybody else that called qualifies for our end of the week grand prize drawing.
Yeah. I'll be listening for that. I really want to win that Baumhauer package.
It's a pretty good jam.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, and it's a good prize to win.
I look good eating all them wings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the full party size tray. I believe that's either 48 or 50 wings. I'm not sure.
Thanks.
But
I like to.
I might shake one.
I like to just call it a mess of wings.
A mess of wings. Thanks so much for the call,
Appreciate
Keith.
It.
Have a great day. It is 7:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Someday I will have good news for you, but it won't be today. Sunshine still very hot and dry, with a high today around 98 and the heat index into triple digits. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow and Wednesday, highs near 100. Still dry. Thursday and Friday, slightly better on the temperature. I mean, we'll go to 90 to 92 for the high. The humidity will be a little lower, and we'll fall to the mid-60s on Thursday and Friday night. That's a little better, but still dry Saturday and Sunday. Fall begins next Monday. Right now, this morning, we have a northeast breeze at 3 miles per hour, 89% humidity. The temperature is 74 at 7:36.
I feel like that we should just change his intro into the lead-in from Glenn Fry's "The Heat Is On." The heat is on.
I actually could
it should
do
just
that.
Be that crazy 80s saxophone.
Yeah, or "Dirty Laundry."
And now, way down. When is this going to end?
Yeah. Well,
week, 10 days.
If you look at my... Watch my video this morning if you get a chance, folks. There's a nugget of interesting news right at the end of the month.
That's called a tease.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a whole cluster full of animal stories, so kids on their way to school will have a chance to hear some amusing stories about animals.
We're going to play Tusk?
Yes.
That's all Jay cares about.
I like that.
All right. In fact, let me pull it out now. That's one of those projects I've been meaning to get this produced up with Rusty, and I just keep forgetting as Michael McDonald once
said. Oh, hey, creative services director here. Why don't you just let me know what you need? That's what it says on my job
description. Is there an order slip I have to fill out with you?
No, you just need to talk to me and tell me what you want. It's communication, Greg. It makes the world go round.
In a radio station, are you crazy?
Right.
I can't tell you, you know, really, not just here, but throughout my career, I'm sure you guys have had parallel experiences where you work in the communications business and...
There's no communications,
There's
right.
no communication.
None.
Hey, what was the Carly Simon song you referenced on when we were at
Anticipation?
TV?
Anticipation?
No.
You're So Vain?
No, the other one, the first one. What was the first Carly Simon song you referenced?
And We Got Time for the Pain.
That's right.
Just wondering.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I know my Carly. How many seconds into You're So Vain does she say, son of a gun?
Two?
He's right.
Got it, the intro.
You are absolutely right. Animal Stories will be coming up next. And one of you remind me, I got to call Donnie Turner. Because I guess if anybody... I don't know how you do this, but I managed... and for the first time, I've had so many cars... I've never had a broken glove compartment.
Did you shut it forcefully?
Do I look like the kind of guy?
Yeah, I've seen you kick a trash can across the room. You want me to lie to you? Never gonna lie to you, bruh.
Bruh.
I'm gonna tell you what's up.
Ask Donnie Turner if he fixes
glad
it.
Glad you're
oven.
So honest with me.
I care. Honesty is the best policy.
That the listeners have this image of me as being a calm, peaceful, reasonable person.
Not if they listen to you in the afternoon.
So, I did kick a garbage can once. I also threw a punching bag into the ceiling. Good, healthy, cathartic experience for you. We have Fox Business at 7:39. Don't forget, whatever the market does today, and there is some... Yeah, I paid $2.10 a gallon for gas yesterday. Energy independence. And then now there's this thing with
Saudi,
the Saudis and Iran.
Half their oil's gone.
I don't know if that'll drive our oil prices
no,
up.
No, just KIV does.
Yeah. But whatever the market news is today, Brett McDonald analyzes it for us around 5:10 Monday through Thursday here on News Talk. And, of course, he and the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management are there for you to start building for your future. Have a sit down. You don't have to bring any money. Just talk about where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years. It's all about you. And that number is 387-0094. Here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are lower. General Motors shares are down 3% after the strike against GM by workers at 31 plants. Oil futures are higher following the drone strikes against two production facilities in Saudi Arabia. And new reports on China's economy this morning indicate manufacturing and retail sales were weaker than expected in China in August. Boeing shares are also lower. The Wall Street Journal says its board is considering revamping its engineering department following the crashes of two 737 MAX jets that forced the grounding of the planes. Many of Target's 20th anniversary collection items quickly sold out online after its launch over the weekend. In celebration of Target's 20 years of designer partnerships, it brought back items from Lilly Pulitzer, Isaac Mizrahi, and others. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says this happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down a little more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, the sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Where's Simba the birthday elephant? It is time for Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 7:45. I am the curator of this collection.
I can't look to my right because every time you play Tusk, Jay just starts bouncing in his seat.
It's so good.
And it's not an aggressive bounce. It's just a gentle little... little bounce.
He looks so happy.
I like this song a lot more than when it came out. I was disappointed, but now I've...
We all felt that
way. I think everybody was disappointed.
We waited over 2 years from Rumors.
I was going to say, this is the follow-up, wasn't it?
Right. Yes, it was.
It was like, what?
And we're all looking at the Victrola going, what is this?
That's a Victrola.
Yeah, but it's bad, but there's two albums, so it's double bad.
I always liked it. I never had a problem with it.
By the way, this just into the News Talk newsroom. I want to mention this before we do the stories. Our Wednesday night gathering at Baumhauer's. Guess what? We're going to graduate.
Joey.
To his new full-time position. So we're going to have a celebration as we... I got to find somebody that's got... Like a mortarboard hat with the tassel.
What kind? Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Graduation.
Hard to believe. 8 years. And hopefully Jack Campbell can join us. We will celebrate both. That would be this coming Wednesday.
Jack's just a great guy.
And then the following Wednesday, we begin the 6-week run-up to Rich's birthday.
Oh, yeah, right. Just like you don't want... Any fanfare?
I don't want...
Any fanfare whatsoever? Well, guess what? You're not even getting a card.
I hate attention.
You're not getting... I know you play... I know you're going to play a certain Beatles song for me, and I'm not talking about They Say It's Your Birthday.
I had to do it. You got to go through it, too. All right, we are at 7:47, and here is news from the King of Beasts. Start with a baby squirrel.
God bless the squirrels.
Police in Connecticut rescued an orphaned baby squirrel.
Aww.
And they brought him into the police department, and he's now known as Officer Nibbles.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Thank you, ever.
Officer Nibbles.
Officer Nibbles. The Glastonbury Police Department posted a Facebook video showing Officer Nibbles taking a nap in a squirrel condo outfitted with some snacks and a police department t-shirt for padding. Quote, tonight our officers located this little baby squirrel laying in the roadway on Milestone Drive. He appears to be orphaned but not injured. Police said Officer Nibbles spent the night at the police station and was taken by an animal control officer to a wildlife rehabilitator. That's kind of how Janelle ended up with Penelope Possum. You know,
you think they put a little hat and vest on him?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Gave him a little, what do they call the Billy, what, the little sticks?
We have yaks in the news.
What kind of, what?
Yaks. Not those kind of yaks. Authorities in Virginia say a yak on its way to the butcher shop escaped to the nearby mountains, avoiding animal control officers and treats that were used to try and lure it back into a trailer. The yak named Meteor. Why'd you give a yak a name? It's domesticated, isn't it? I mean, I don't think you can. What else are you gonna name a yak?
Take out the papers and the trash. Are you don't get no spending cash if you don't scrub that kitchen floor. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
This one was named Meteor, not Yakety. The yak was
who did
its,
that song? Who did
the coasters?
That? Oh,
the yak was on its final ride. Where the hell is my mouse arrow? Thank you. Well, it's an animal story. Where's the mouse?
No, you got it. Also working with primitive technology.
The escape was called Livestock on the Loose. Nelson County Animal Control Officer Kevin Rice says he figured he was looking for a cow. Wright says the yak crossed a busy highway and avoided officers trying to capture it by heading for the mountains. It was last spotted Wednesday in an inn. And don't we kind of hope that it gets away to go on and live a life of religious freedom?
I got you.
Religious freedom. Bounty. All right. Next year in minor league baseball, Huntsville, the PhD capital of the world.
Yes!
We'll have a minor league team there. Well, they're taking Mobile's team.
Yeah, but they're going to be the Trash Pandas.
The Trash Pandas.
Hey.
The Bay Bears attendance, let me tell you something. I hate to crap on Mobile because you know how much I love it.
Yep.
However, when I came up here and went to a Biscuits game for the first time and saw how great Riverwalk Stadium is and how professional it seemed to me, not to slight anybody in Mobile, but they stuck the baseball field out by 65 and I-10.
Okay.
Like, it's out there away from everybody. It wasn't convenient to get to. It wasn't the caliber of Riverwalk Stadium or any other kind of little minor league place like that. It was great. I went to a couple of games out there, but there was never a constant.
Well,
they always have something planned at Riverwalk.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a consistent thing over there. They have a great Christmas light thing that you drive through, but I mean,
see, Pensacola put it right on the water there. And
Are you going to stick it out there by 65 and I-10?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know if they thought it was a convenience thing, and there was nothing out there at the time, but now they've built up some kind of like outdoor mall-ish situation. Anyway, go ahead, Greg. I interrupted you again. That's very rude of me. I don't know why I continue to do that for 2 years.
If I was passing along information pertinent to like a 9.0 earthquake or something, I would be upset. We're just talking animal stories here. It's okay. It's okay. A Wisconsin police officer came to the rescue of a trash panda that went dumpster diving and ended up with a glass jar stuck over its head. This has been epidemic.
Christopher Robbins.
With not only raccoons, but other creatures that...
Pooh bears.
Try to... Pooh bears. Who, try to ferret the last morsel of food out of a container and then their head gets stuck. The Madison Police Department said the officer was flagged down by citizens who spotted the raccoon about 20 feet up in a tree with his head stuck in the glass jar. You couldn't miss him. He was the only raccoon in that tree that had a glass jar on his head. The officer summoned animal control, who used a pole to guide the raccoon off the branch, but it grabbed a lower branch before the cop could catch it in a net. Mm-hmm. The rescuers caught the raccoon and pulled the jar off its head. We have the audio from that...
Our remote mics are everywhere.
Yes. And then the raccoon ran off to live happily ever after. He's a fast little guy, isn't he? All right, and one more.
Okay.
British Columbia school district there had an unusual break-in when a confused moose.
Ooh.
A confused moose smashed its way in and back out of the office of the school. The British Columbia Conservation Officer Service tweeted a photo showing the mess left behind when the moose crashed through a window at the Fort St. John School District office. The tweet said the moose crashed its way back out moments later. Today, a moose decided it was not too cool for school and broke its way in. We're not sure why. Unfortunately, the moose had not learned how to open doors prior. The moose was located and determined to be fine, all things considered, and the moose will not face any charges.
Hot diggity!
said the moose. That was weak. Okay. we're going to play True the Baloney today.
Oh, you didn't like the fact that we had unity on the conundrum?
Well,
I can hold on to it. If that's a specific truth or baloney that really only relates to today.
All right, give me a minute to think on this.
We can do it another day.
I can hold on to either one of those. What do you want me to hold on to?
To the truth or baloney.
What is this about?
It's about...
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'd rather do that one anyway.
Yeah. So this would be your conundrum. And this gives you a chance... to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Hooray!
And it's about something that kids do about 400 times a day... while adults only do it about 20.
Ooh.
Oh.
Kids will do this 400 times a day, while adults only do it 20 times. And as Emily Hayes mentioned, we have...
Unity!
Hey, as a kid, I went to the bathroom about 20 times a day. Now as an adult, I go about 100 times a day.
Oh, Lord. You also drink 19 gallons of water before we even get downstairs.
And by the way, after age 50... that number goes up.
272-9228 if you have a guess.
Yeah,
or want to talk about your bathroom habits with the rest of the men on this show.
Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and a urinal cake from... I wonder where you get those.
The bakery. I do.
Pull up Amazon, see if you can order your...
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I don't
I'm
want
sure
that
you can,
my...
like, order 95
shopping search history.
You're searching. I'll grab this call while you're...
I'm doing it, though.
Jay is searching urinal cakes. Hi, who's this?
This is Sam W.
Hey, Sam, Sam, how are you?
Oh, hey, y'all picked me right up.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, good morning. Y'all sound fantastic.
News from where you live.
How you doing?
Yeah. That's why we're so popular.
It surprised me. Children. Children, they picked their nose 400 times a day.
Oh.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to start with Nostradamus.
Ow!
That's not it.
That's a good guess.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Sam W.
Sam W. There we go.
Sam, marinate on it and call us back. Roll Tide.
Thanks.
Okay.
Boy,
I can get you a pack of 12 for $18.
Urinal cakes?
Yeah.
Wow.
The cherry, not flavored, oh, yeah. But the cherry.
Well, the cherries are my favorite.
The red flavor?
I don't want to say they're flavored, but...
scent.
Well,
the
you know,
cherry scent.
When you think about
goober?
It, it's a great stocking stuffer.
We haven't lined up anything for you.
Urinal cakes.
Urinal cakes are not a good stocking stuffer. And if that's your idea, leave me out for Christmas, brother.
We haven't learned lined up anything for your birthday yet.
Wow.
So, I know. The time is...
You got Amazon Prime?
I mean, yeah. It's it'll also, be fast.
It's also a good dirty Santa gift.
Dirty Santa this year is going to be awesome.
I don't participate in that barbaric Christmas tradition.
I do.
You and I leave
at the company Christmas party. Yeah.
Especially after that one year. Remember that battery up? Oh, my goodness. Could not believe that one of my coworkers actually thought
that yes,
was...
you probably could.
Yes,
you sir. Lived in the worldly places like Miami and Chicago.
Yeah, that's right. It is 7:57 on News Talk 93.1. FM.
272-9228 if you want to get your guess in on that conundrum. Children do this 400 times a day.
The average adult does do it 20 times.
Yeah.
Call now because I'll be
Brown
ready
cow.
To take calls here in just a moment. Something kids do 400 times a day, adults there's about 20. 272-9228 is the
what's
number.
Your name?
A great selection in the category of vehicles at Jack Ingram priced under $10,000. Great starter cars and safe starter cars like the Volkswagen Jetta. That was Janelle's first car. She never had an accident, but I know this. We were real grateful that she was in something that offered top-notch protection. All of these vehicles, there's a 2016 Hyundai Elantra, all of these priced under $10,000. A 2011 Nissan Sentra. All these cars have three things in common. Great vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, clean and pristine interiors that were well maintained by the owners, and of course, an engine that the Ingram team of mechanics has said, we can sell this because we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. Also, a Nissan Murano in that group as well. So stop by and see Tip Thames and his team. If credit's been an issue for you, please give them a chance to work a deal on a vehicle for you because they have over 22 financing options at Jack Ingram. They'll get you done. Shop. Start right now at jackingram.com. All right, Catman, on the conundrum, something kids do 400 times a day. Pardon my premature buzzulation.
Go ahead. What you think?
I'm going to be wrong. It's more of a joke. They ask, are we there yet?
A good guess, though. I think we should give him...
And the parents respond with, you should have gone before we left.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man. Here's Crawdad.
Good morning.
All right. Kids do it 400 times a day, adults about 20. What is this?